In Afghanistan, at least 17 people have died in two explosions in the past 24 hours. A blast at a religious school in the southeast killed a number of children. Hours later, in the center of the capital, Kabul, another bomb killed at least seven, including two Americans. Joining us from Kabul to talk about that second attack is Pamela Constable of The Washington Post. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I understand the explosion apparently targeted the office of an American defense contractor.
It's not exactly clear because there were two buildings right next to each other, one of which is an American company that provides security for a number of organizations here, including the presidential palace.
And that contractor is DynCorp?
Correct. It also happened outside a building that's a police training facility where foreign security experts train Afghan police. So those two buildings are right next to each other, and officials think that it was targeting the security contractors for various reasons, but both buildings were damaged.
The blast was right in central Kabul. Do you have any idea how it was set?
It was definitely a car bomb. It was inside a Toyota Corolla, which is the most common car in Kabul. I mean, it was complete mayhem for about an hour because it happened right at the peak time of the day.
Is there any information on who might have done this and why?
There's no information per se. There are allegations. There have been two telephone calls made by alleged spokesmen for the Taliban claiming responsibility for the bombing. But these statements come by telephone from undisclosed locations, so it's always very difficult to know exactly how real they are. But it is true that the Taliban and other extremist Islamic groups have undertaken a number of attacks against civilian targets as well as military targets in recent months, and that these attacks have increased as Afghanistan approaches its presidential election, which will be held in October.
Do you have any sense as to whether the attacks, and if there are more of them, may actually affect the election set for October?
Well, I think they already have. I mean, everyone has vowed that things will continue, that you know, the elections will go ahead, and I have no doubt that that's true. But there have been a number of attacks on election facilities and workers. I believe that up to 12 Afghan election workers have been killed. There have been bombs or dynamite attacks on a number of election vehicles. There have been places where voter registration sites simply were not able to open at all. So it has certainly had an effect. It has not stopped registration, which is enormous, actually. After all these months, it really climbed very, very high. It has not stopped the campaign for president that's about to begin. So the momentum is still very much there to hold the elections, but everybody's very, very aware of the potential for terrorist violence to undermine it.
Pamela Constable is a reporter with Washington Post. She spoke to us from Kabul, Afghanistan. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.